You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse community members gathered outside of City Hall Friday to recognize World Cerebral Palsy Day. On October 6th, Syracuse and cities in over 80 countries around the world raise awareness about the neuromotor condition and urge people of all abilities to exercise and play together. Syracuse University Law Professor Cora True Frost says her son Leo, who has cerebral palsy and other children with disabilities, cannot join most sports programs due to outdated facilities, attitudes, and biases.
Most playgrounds are inaccessible for wheelchair users and don't include sensory components for blind or autistic children. Too many state and federal parks don't include accessible paths or do so only nominally. Private gyms cite liability concerns, preventing atypical kids who require assistance from participating.
True Frost acknowledges, however, that Leo does participate in adaptive ski, soccer, and rock climbing programs. Kelly Dady is one of Leo's friends and knows he wants to be included in activities like anyone else.
Leo has physical limitations but never lets them stop him. Leo can't talk, so he uses a communicator, but somehow he always finds a way to crack a joke. When people refer to him as the kid in the wheelchair, I say no, his name is Leo, and yes, I am his friend.
Also marking World CP Day at City Hall were Deputy Mayor Sharon Owens and State Senator Rachel May. Cerebral palsy is one of the most common physical disabilities, affecting an estimated 17 million people worldwide. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.